Does having more experience always mean that you're going to be better?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over two online dating websites, Hinge and Match, and comparing and contrasting the statistics, demographics, features, and more to see which one is going to be better for you. Before I get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And if you're looking to find out which online dating website is going to be best for you, then I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the link in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. So in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections. The first of which is signing up, and then the ease of use, and then the third is prices, fourth is features, and the fifth is success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is signing up. When it comes to the whole registration process, Hinge and Match are really not that different than most other online dating websites. If you decide to join either one of these platforms, you'll need to provide some basic information like your name, age, and location, as well as an email and things along the lines of that. And this isn't too different than most other online dating websites, similarly to Tinder and Bumble. On both of these dating apps as well, you'll have to fill out question prompts, as they're called on Hinge, and topics, as they're called on Match, in order to complete your profile. Neither one of these online dating apps actually have you fill out a description, and these question prompts or topics are what you will be utilizing in order to put information onto your profile. In my opinion, this is a great alternative to just filling out a blank bio because it gives users more creativity when they are actually talking about themselves. However, some might view this as a downside because Match and Hinge profiles are not going to be as detailed as they are on some other online dating websites. The first one that comes to mind is OkCupid. However, they still do include vital information about users, and I'm talking about things like if they have or want kids, or if they smoke and drink, things along the lines of that. For both of these apps, this is pretty much all it takes in order to sign up and start exploring other users. So this is going to move me into the next section of my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, which is the ease of use. When it comes to the ease of use, we can say that for both of these apps, it's actually very easy to get a hang of, and they have a lot of perks in comparison to other online dating apps. On both of these apps, the design is very neat and clean, and the menus are very organized as well, so you aren't really going to have any trouble trying to find a particular feature or menu item on either one of these apps. And this is true even for Match, who didn't change for a very long time and is often regarded as the oldest online dating app that is out there in existence today. However, they did recently get a mobile version of their website, and it's very sleek and clean, and whoever has set it up has done a good job. In my personal opinion though, it is pretty clear that Hinge is much more polished in this regard, because Match, as it was a desktop dating website first, you are going to find certain sections that do appear like they should have been on a desktop because they have just started integrating it into an app fairly recently. Hinge, on the other hand, is exclusively an app and you cannot utilize Hinge on a desktop. So that's why the Hinge app, in my opinion, looks so much sleeker and runs so much smoother. When it comes to making contact with other users, both apps again work very similarly, where you're going to be given a stack of users and you're going to like each user if you want to match with them. One difference though is that on Hinge, rather than liking the entire profile, you're only going to like a specific piece of a profile on Hinge, and then you're allowed to actually message them a conversation starter when you do like that particular piece of their profile. On Match, you're actually able to do something very similar, except you're not liking a specific piece, you're liking an entire profile, and you're actually even able to send them a message as well. However, in order for you to continue conversation with them on Match, you have to sign up for a premium membership, which means that you're going to have to pay in order to communicate with other users, where this isn't true with Hinge. So if money is a main concern for you, then Hinge is going to be the better option right from the get-go. All of the recommendations that you are getting on Hinge are based off of the answers that you have answered answered in the questionnaire and also off of keywords on your Hinge profile and a few other things as well that might surprise you, like how long you stay on a particular user's profile will tell them that you like that particular type of person, so it's going to present you more users who are like that. Hinge also offers a most compatible feature where it finds users who its algorithm finds that you and them would be a great match together, and it updates this daily for you to check out. Unfortunately, this algorithm experience that Hinge offers is not really something that you're going to be able to get, at least on the same level, on Match. From what I can experience, it seems like Match tries to match users based off of your age and your location, and this isn't really a great algorithm in finding somebody who is going to be really compatible with you. And so when it comes to which app actually has a better algorithm, I am going to have to say that Hinge is a clear winner. When it comes to the age groups on each app, Hinge is typically people who are aged between 20 and 30 years old, and Match is just slightly older, with users who are in their late 20s all the way up to 40, typically. And when it comes to the intentions of users on both of these apps, Hinge users are almost always looking for serious long-term relationships, where Match users are typically just looking for dating, and this can range from casual to serious, so Match's intentions of users are a bit more spread out than they are on Hinge. Now, we are comparing these two online dating websites, but there are a ton of online dating websites that are out there for you to try out, and one quick way to figure out which one is going to be best for you is by taking our online dating website quiz. When taking our online dating website quiz, you're going to be asked multiple different online dating website questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me on to number three on my list, which is the price. When it comes to the price, you should be aware that Match heavily restricts communication between its users unless you pay for a membership. On Match, you can actually like and send a first message to a ton of users, and they even give you one user that you can have a free conversation with that you can choose that user from, but any other user that you want to have a conversation with, you are going to have to pay for a Match premium membership. So because of this, Match has actually two different types of memberships that you can sign up for. The first is a standard, which basically just allows you to be able to communicate with the users that you have matched with. And the second one is the premium membership, which allows you to have that access as well, on top of having access to more search and filter features, having unlimited likes, things along the lines of that. So here's what Match offers for its membership prices. For the standard prices, 1 month is going to cost you $37.99, or 6 months would cost you $106.99, or $17.84 per month. And for the premium prices, it would cost you for 3 months $98.99, or $33 per month. And for 6 months, it's roughly $118.99, or $19.84 per month. On the other hand, you have Hinge that does have a premium version of the app, but it is not necessary in order for you to find success on the app, as the free version of Hinge allows you to match and communicate with all of your matches as well. The premium version is just going to give you some extra perks on the app if that's what you're looking for, and this is things along the lines of having an extended search and filter feature and being presented on the app to more people. So this is what it's going to cost you if you want to sign up for the premium membership on Hinge, which is called the preferred membership. For 1 month, it'll cost you $29.99. For 3 months, it'll cost you $59.99, or $19.99 per month. And for 6 months, it'll cost you $89.99, or $14.99 per month. So before you sign up for any online dating website premium services, I highly suggest that you check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page has a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you're looking to save yourself some money, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page first. So this is going to move me on to number four on my list, which is the features. One of the best features that Match.com has to offer is its search and filter features. So this allows you to set certain preferences for users that you are looking for, and this includes things like their height, their religion, their age, along the lines of that. Unfortunately though, for Match users, they don't actually have to provide all of this information if they don't choose to. So this means that while you are utilizing these search and filter features, it may actually take out a large chunk of the population on the app. Hinge also offers a search and filter feature as well, however, free users can only access a part of it. If you wanted to access the entire list of search and filter features, you are going to have to sign up for Hinge's preferred membership. Outside of that, like I said earlier, both apps actually require you to swipe through different users to find your perfect match. And because Hinge's algorithm is obviously much more advanced than Match's, I do think that Hinge is going to be a winner in this category, because if you are looking to find somebody who is for that serious date, then Hinge is definitely going to be a better answer for you, because Match's algorithm is not really giving you the most compatible people, it's giving you just people who are in your area and around your age. And another huge advantage to Hinge as well is that if you are looking for serious long-term relationships, Hinge's and users' intentions are really fine-tuned to this, where Match's users' intentions are a bit more spread out, so not all of the users are looking for the same thing in this app, which means that its success rate is naturally just going to go down because of that. Outside of that as well, both of these apps do actually offer features that are seen on most other online dating apps, things like undoing a swipe or having a report or block button for other users or even having a help menu to help you navigate the website and figure out your dating life. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. Super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. When we do talk about success rates, I think it's really obvious if you've been watching this video that Hinge is definitely going to be the winner in this category simply because all of the users are looking for the same thing, which is just going to be detrimental for all other dating apps that have a wide range of different types of users. In the past, Match was really the number one online dating app, but because I haven't really kept up with the times and it took them way too long to make an actual dating app, they've really fallen behind and are being surpassed by many other online dating websites. Now, don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean that you can't find your match on Match. It just will probably take you a lot longer than it would if you were utilizing Hinge. And again, this is actually based off of your intentions as well, but most users who are utilizing Match are looking for those more serious relationships anyway, as you have to pay such a high premium price in order to even communicate with other users. Hinge is probably going to be a great option for you if you've utilized Match in the past and you didn't find much success. However, if you were looking for that more casual experience, I think that Match is going to be the better option between these two apps. But there are other apps that are out there that are much better for that. And the first one that comes to mind is Tinder. It's going to be a much better app for casual experiences if you are looking for that. But again, before you sign up for any online dating website, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page first. Our online dating website deals page has a host of online dating website discounts for you to utilize in order to save yourself some money. And if you don't know which dating website is best for you, definitely check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!